Hi, how you doing? I'm Zach, and I was just on my way to spend a day with the Richters down Gilead Lane.
Caleb, he's coming home this weekend.
I might even make it home for dinner.
I just wanted to know when Caleb was due home.
He might have gotten caught in traffic.
3 hours worth of it.
Caleb, getting ready to go?
Yeah, it shouldn't be too long. I'd like to be out of here within the hour so that I can beat the rush hour around the city, you know?
Yeah, I hate sitting in traffic.
Oh, yeah, me too, man.
When are you coming back?
Tuesday afternoon, I think. I don't have any classes on Tuesdays, so...
Nice. A 3-day weekend's a score for you.
Yeah, we'll see how the weekend goes, though. It might be nicer to come back here a little early.
Not good, huh?
Sometimes. We'll see.
All right, man. You have a good one. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Your day?
It was all right. As good as a Friday in school can be.
Yep, that sums it up.
So how are things here?
Oh, same old, same old. We got some samples of some new candy coming out. You want to try?
Sure, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll go grab a few then.
Hey, Anna, what are you doing tonight?
Same thing I always do. Nothing.
Want to come over? We could watch a movie or just hang out.
Yeah, whatever.
You can come over for dinner if your mom says it's okay.
If your mom says, what's okay?
Oh, I was wondering if it was all right for Anna to come over tonight. For dinner and maybe a movie or something.
Oh, I think that'd be just fine.
Great. I can have my dad bring you home afterward. Or maybe Caleb. He's coming home this weekend.
Okay, that sounds great. What time do you want me there?
You can come over anytime before 6. That's when we eat, so if you can be there by then.
All right, I'll be over in a little while then.
Right, at this rate, I might even make it home for dinner.
This is a really interesting friendship that you've started here, Anna. I always thought you didn't like Maya.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. I didn't like her for a long time, but now it's different. I don't know, it's hard to explain.
I think I understand. It's been a long time since the two of you first met, and a lot of things have changed. Maya seems to have changed, and you have too. You've grown up a lot.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of cool, though. Maya's really nice, and we do have a lot in common.
Well, I think it's good for you to be friends with Maya.
Yeah?
The Richters are really powerful people around here. Our lives might be different.
What?
I think that the Richters could be good for us. You know, Monica Richter and the bed and breakfast, and Tom Richter and all his business contacts. They could open a lot of doors in Coleraine for your dad and me.
But, Mom, that's not why I'm friends with Maya.
I know. I just think it could be good for us. The Richters are really important people. Mind your P's and Q's.
What does that mean?
It means just to keep an eye on how you act.
Well, that's weird. P's and Q's?
Well, either way, just remember your manners. With silverware, when in doubt, go from the outside in and always keep your napkin in your lap and...
Mom, it's okay, really.
I know.
Well, we're here, Mom. Time for me to go. I'll see you later.
Weekend curfew and rules, and if you're going to be late, call.
Thanks, Mom. See you later.
See ya, honey.
I should have been home by now. This traffic is crazy. Nothing on the radio. Insane. We are at a dead stop. God, just let me get out of here, please. I want to go home. I'm tired, and there's not a lot of gas in the car. I thought I had enough to make it, but at this rate, I might run out. That'd be great. Dad would have to come and pick me up. God, please let the traffic clear and make a path for me.
Dinner was really good, Maya. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome. It was nice having you here. Sometimes company shakes things up, you know?
What do you mean?
Oh, you know, you spend a little too much time with your family and things start getting a little crazy.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So, are you going to try out for the spring musical?
Yeah, probably. I love musicals. The singing and the dancing.
I like the play, but I don't know if I can memorize lines and sing and dance all at once. That takes some talent.
Oh, but it's a lot of fun, and I think you'd be great at it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, it's really good to have you here. Since Caleb left and Mike and Haley got busy with Hope and Mr. Morrison's election, it's been kind of lonely.
Yeah, I'm an only child, so I know what it's like to be alone. I'm glad, Maya. I'm having a good time, too. Have you heard the CD from the school talent show?
No. I heard they were going to put all the music from the show on a CD, but I didn't know that it was out.
Here, I brought my MP3 player. Check it out.
Cool.
Okay, God. This is getting a little ridiculous. We haven't moved in, like, 20 minutes. I have the engine off, but still, I can't even get to an off-ramp to try and take some back way around. Can't you please just open up the path for me? Please, let me get home sometime tonight.
Mr. Satter, it's nice to speak with you again.
Yes, Mrs. Richter, I'm sure it is. I'm also sure you've thought over our offer in considerable detail. Do you have an answer for me?
Yes, I've thought it over. But then again, I thought over your other offer as well, and you can see where that got me.
No one could have foreseen that outcome to the election, Mrs. Richter. It was a fluke. And regardless, I still sent you my own personal publicity agency to assist in your campaign, as I promised.
Yes, you did. And I liked them. They did help, but they didn't...
Oh, calm now, Mrs. Richter. What exactly is the problem? You've already received the check. Why haven't you just deposited it?
I don't know. This is all so...
Yes, I know it is. But trust me, Mrs. Richter. I'm not someone that you would like as an enemy. And if you back out on me, you'll be very sorry.
Oh, I'm not going to back out, Mr. Satter.
Then what exactly is the problem?
Nothing, really. I'll do what I can from my end.
Everything we've requested of you, I assume?
Yes. I am putting it all together as you had asked.
Good. That's very, very good, Mrs. Richter. The Saturnine Investment Group appreciates your efforts in this matter. They will not be forgotten.
Oh?
We always reward those who help us, Mrs. Richter. Surely you know that by now.
Of course. I'm sure. I can't wait.
You know, if you wanted, we could watch a movie.
That sounds good.
What do you want to watch?
You have a whole cabinet of movies? Wow.
Yeah, Mom buys them for me whether I ask or not.
That's cool. I'm up for anything except gooey violence and stuff.
Oh, I agree with that one. How about Love Happened to Us?
Oh, I heard so many good things about that one. Sure. Hey, Maya, is the bathroom through here?
Yeah, it is, but actually there's something wrong with it right now. Dad's supposed to get a plumber out here for us. There's another bathroom in my parents' room.
No thanks.
Yeah, I figured. There's one downstairs. At the bottom of the steps, turn right. Walk down the hallway, and it's the second door on the left.
Okay, downstairs, right turn, second on the left. I think I got it.
If you get lost, just call for help.
Oh, good, yeah. If I'm not back in 20 minutes, send out a search party.
All right, you got it.
Well, yes, that all sounds very good.
Hey, Monica.
Shh.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were on the phone.
I'm looking forward to it. I must go. I've just had someone come into my office. Yes, anytime. Thank you. What on earth was that, Tom? Just bursting into my office anytime you like?
I'm sorry, Monica. I didn't know that you were on the phone. I didn't realize. I apologize.
Well, you should. That was horribly rude. I was in the middle of very important business.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to know when Caleb was due home. It's getting late.
He should be home any time now. He said he was going to be leaving a few hours ago. He might have gotten caught in traffic.
Monica, what's this?
What?
This check from Saturnine Investment Group? Who's that?
Nothing that you need to know about.
What?
It's regarding the campaign, and we know how you felt about that, so...
But why is there a check here now? I mean, the campaign's over. That's a lot of money. A lot of money. I just want...
Honestly, Tom, it's none of your business. It has nothing at all to do with you. In fact, if we weren't in the position we are in this town, I wouldn't have anything to do with you anymore. You're impossible.
Monica.
Oh, please. Don't give me that lost puppy dog look. You know as well as I do that this marriage is just for appearance's sake. If we were in a different position...
What are you talking about, Monica? I love you.
Oh, that's rich. You haven't loved me since college.
That's not true, Monica. Not at all. You're my wife.
Oh, give it up, Tom. You know as well as I do that we're not going to get a divorce. How would it look? Everyone would talk. But you like that, don't you?
What are you talking about, Monica? I don't understand what's happening here.
Oh, please. You love talking about everything to John Morrison. Nothing's private anymore. We don't share anything. But then again, we haven't shared anything in years, have we?
Monica, I'm shocked. No, really. First, I love you. This marriage is not a joke to me. It's one of the most important things in my life. I don't want to lose this.
This sham? Please. But like I said, you don't have to worry. No divorce is going to come from my end. So we can remain unhappily wed for as long as you like. I do expect some semblance of decorum, though, when dealing with John Morrison. I don't expect you to act like Maya and her friends.
What are you talking about?
I'm sick of the Morrisons knowing more about my life than I do. You tell John Morrison everything under the guise of prayer requests and Bible study. I'm sick of it.
Monica,
I don't want to hear any more, Tom. My business dealings are mine and the Morrisons are out of our personal lives. Acceptable?
Yeah. Monica?
Not now, Tom. I'm going to call Caleb. Anna, are you all right?
Yes. I was wondering where the bathroom was.
Oh, yes, that's right. Maya's isn't working. It's that door right there.
Oh, yes, and thank you, Mrs. Richter.
Anna?
Yes, Mrs. Richter?
It's been very good to have you here this evening. I do hope you can come back. And perhaps sometime you can bring your parents.
I'm sure they'd like that.
And how's that little candy business downtown? Still doing well?
Yes, ma'am.
I will have to look them up then. It's always good to know the business owners in town.
Yes, Mrs. Richter. I'll let my mother know.
Good.
Hello? Mom! Yeah, I'm stuck in traffic. I don't know what's going on, but I've been here for hours. I'd hoped to be home for dinner, and I'm starving. Is there anything left? Oh, good. Thanks. I don't know how long I'll be here, but I'm praying it opens up soon. Thanks. I'll call you when it clears up. And talk to you later.
Hey, I was getting ready to send out the dogs.
Yeah, I got a little lost.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just...
Did you hear them? They were yelling pretty loud this time.
Yeah, I was outside the room.
Oh.
I mean, not listening, but...
No, it's okay. I know. I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed.
Why? It's not your fault.
I'm sorry. It's been really hard since Caleb left. He's really good at keeping everything more calm around here. Even Tiffany.
Really? I can't even imagine Tiffany calm.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, Maya, I'm sorry. I had no idea.
I know. It's okay. It's tough. So many people think that my life is perfect. They have no idea.
Well, I do now, and I'll be praying for you.
Thanks, Anna. That means more to me than you know.
Don't let me miss him.
Hello?
Hi, Mary, it's Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom. How are you?
Good.
It's been forever since we've seen you. And Maya, too. You should come over sometime, maybe for dinner.
Yeah, I'd like that, Mary.
Good.
Be nice. Listen, is John still there, or did I miss him?
No, you didn't miss him. He was just getting ready to walk out the door. Let me grab him.
Thanks, Mary.
Tom, I was just leaving to meet you. What's up?
I can't make our lunch today, John.
Oh.
In fact, it might be a good idea to put on hold our Bible studies for a while.
Tom, are you all right?
It's Monica. I don't know what to do. I'm just at a loss, John.
All right. What's wrong?
Well, I don't think I could tell you, John. And not because I don't trust you. I hope you understand that. Monica's made some comments about me sharing too much of our personal lives with you. I'm sorry, John.
No, I'm sorry, Tom. It's a really hard situation to be in. Well, you know, I'm always here for you.
John, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How can I possibly be in God's will like this? Married to Monica.
Well,
everything about her is against God, the Bible, and she just hates it. And I'm pretty sure she hates me, too. How can I possibly live a life pleasing to God if I'm in that situation? Wouldn't it be better if I...
Now, wait a minute. Stop right there, Tom. You're not in a situation that's unique or new. The Bible does address this.
It does?
Yeah.
Where?
Right.
Hold on. I want to write that down.
Right. Good. It's a really good set of verses for this, Tom. It's about wives being married to unbelieving husbands and how by consenting to stay together, the wife might be able to save her husband. Well, the reverse would be true in your situation.
But, John, it's so hard.
Yeah, I don't know. One ever said this would be easy, Tom.
Yeah, I just thought it would be easier than this.
I know. I am so sorry, Tom. I'll be praying for you and Monica. And I am always here. Don't forget that. Day or night, I mean it.
I know, John.
And Tom, you keep praying, right? You can't ever underestimate the power of prayer.
Yeah. I will. Thanks, John.
It's so good to have you home, Caleb.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. It's good to be home. I am a little bit surprised that you didn't turn my room into a gym, though.
We thought about making it my closet.
My whole room?
Well, yeah, but it was too far away.
Well, I would hate to see you have to walk that couple of yards down the hallway.
Oh.
It's pretty rough.
So, Caleb, how's Carrie?
Carrie?
Carrie who?
Oh, she's just a friend of mine at school.
Mm-hmm. Caleb's got a girlfriend. Caleb's got a girlfriend.
Tiffany, now stop that. Caleb, who is this Carrie person?
Sorry, Caleb.
It's okay, Maya. She's just a friend, Mom.
Monica, let the boy have a little privacy. He's entitled to a personal life.
Oh, sure. Now you start spouting the importance of privacy. How's John Morrison these days?
Monica, is this really the place?
You're right, of course. But Caleb, I will want to talk with you about this later.
Yes, Mother.
It's crazy around here, Caleb.
Yeah, it does seem worse than usual. Mom doesn't normally spout off like that.
And they had a fight the other night in front of Anna Townsend.
What?
Well, it wasn't in front of Anna, but she was here, and, you know, that's the rule when guests are in the house.
Yeah, no arguing in front of guests, and Mom and Dad were? That's... wow.
And I'm really sorry I brought up Carrie. I shouldn't have.
Oh. No, it's not a problem. I just don't want Mom and Dad and Tiffany getting all wrapped up in it yet. I mean, I really like this girl, and, well...
I know. I'll keep it quiet, and I'll pray for you.
Thanks.
So, Caleb, you and Maya deciding where you're going to live?
What are you talking about, Tiffany?
When Mom and Dad get divorced.
What?
I mean, I figure that Maya's probably going to want to go with Dad, and I'll go with Mom, but what are you going to do? Poor little college boy. Out of the house and no home to go to.
Mom and Dad aren't getting divorced.
Of course they are. Everyone does.
That's not true. I know lots of people that stay together.
Oh, right. Yeah. In your perfect little Morrison bubble, maybe. But in the real world, everyone gets divorced.
Tiffany, I think that's enough.
Sure, sure. Just something to think about.
Hello? Is someone there?
It's me, Maya.
Dad, are you okay? Why are the lights off?
I was praying.
Dad, you're crying. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'll be okay, honey. Just, if you could pray, I'd appreciate it.
Is this about Mom?
That obvious, huh?
You two have been fighting and arguing a lot.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying, Maya. I really am. I keep praying for God to help me. I just don't know what to do.
But have you been praying for Mom?
Hello, Caleb. Why don't you shut the door, son? Thank you. Now, what was that?
Have you been praying for Mom?
Oh, of course I have. I haven't stopped praying about this since the day I accepted Christ.
Do you know why I was late coming home yesterday?
Well, your mom said it was traffic.
Yeah, traffic. 3 hours worth of it.
Yeah, that stinks. I hate traffic.
Me too. And the whole time I was sitting there, I kept thinking, I'm hungry, or I'm tired, or come on, God, open it up. Let me go home.
Yeah, I'd be doing that too.
Yeah, well, I got up to the reason for the traffic, and all of that changed.
What do you mean?
It was a huge accident, Dad. A big pileup. Someone died. At least one person, maybe more. They had to cut the car open.
No, oh, Caleb. Son, I'm so sorry. That's horrible.
Yeah, it is. And I realized that the whole time I was sitting there in traffic, I was whining and complaining and stuck on me. Totally. When I saw that accident, it shifted everything. I realized how selfish I'd been. I hadn't even thought to pray for the reason behind it all. Even when I knew it was an accident. Because, you know, you see the flares and stuff long before you get to the accident, so you know. But even then, I was still stuck on me.
So, what's this have to do with Mom?
Well, I was wondering if Dad was praying for Mom or for himself.
Well, Caleb, I don't know how to answer that. I think you might be right. I've been praying for me, not Monica.
I think that's what I've been doing, too.
It can be really easy to be stuck on yourself. Even for the best reasons. I mean, I was hungry and tired, and I wanted to get home. And there's nothing wrong with any of that.
And I just don't know what to do.
Yeah. But you need to pray for Mom, too.
I do. I don't think that I've done that.
Can we pray for her right now? All of us?
I think that'd be a good idea. Caleb, would you start? And I'll finish up.
Sure. Dear God, you are so awesome, and I thank you for bringing me home this weekend. Thank you for getting me here safely. And I pray that you would be with those people who were in that accident yesterday as well. I thank you for my dad and Maya, that they know you. Mm-hmm. And I thank you for Tiffany and Mom. God, we love them. And it's not easy. We ask now that you would show yourself to Mom in an amazing way, something undeniable. Reach her in the way that only you can. Mm-hmm. And I pray that for Tiffany too, God. Both Mom and Tiffany need you so much. Just, God, just help them both. And help us to show them your love the way we need to, so that they will get to know you and to accept you into their lives.
Dear God, I love my family, and please be with us as we try to work together on this. And God, show Mom how much you love her and how much we love her. And Tiffany. I'd be with Mom and Tiffany and help them.
Heavenly Father, my family's hurting. We're aching. We need you so much.
We do.
We love Monica and Tiffany, and God, we want them to know you, to accept you in their lives. Please soften their hearts toward you and show them your love in an amazing way. And help each of us to show your love to them too. God, please hold my family together.
I am so glad Maya, Caleb, and Mr. Richter have one another, and it's so encouraging to see them turning to God right in the middle of their sadness. Do you have a difficult situation or relationship in your life that's causing you sadness? Remember what Caleb said. Praying for yourself is great, but praying for the other person or the other people involved is important too, not just yourself and your situation. It's also important to have another person that you can talk to, that you can pray with, and that can remind you about the truth. Someone you trust, like a family member or a friend. If you don't have someone like that, or even if you do, you can always contact us. Just send your prayer requests to Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501, or send us an email at gilead@cbhministries.org. Today's episode, It's a Richterful Life, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Elizabeth Bowman and additional recording by Rob Gundling. Music was provided by John Campbell, Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach. We'll see you again right back here next time, down Gilead Lane.